bacteria can become resistant to antibiotics. This raises the question, if antibiotics are the treatment for bacterial infection, what treatment option remain when an infection of antibiotic-resistant bacteria occurs? Also, how do bacteria become resistant to antibiotics? Bacteria are able to become resistant to antibiotics partially because of the speed at which they can pass genetic material to each other. A plasmid ring of DNA from one bacterial cell that contains antibiotic-resistant genes can be transferred to another bacterial cell, allowing another bacterial cell to acquire the antibiotic-resistance genes. What are the main ways bacteria become resistant to antibiotics? First, uptake of the drug can become more difficult by creating a less permeable cell wall, or lower affinity for the binding site of the drug. Second, bacteria may acquire the ability to destroy the antibiotic inside the cell. For example, beta-lactam rings in some antibiotics are what make the antibiotics capable of killing bacteria. However, some bacteria acquire genes that code for beta-lactamases, which are enzymes that can degrade beta-lactams. Thus, beta-lactam ring antibiotics are degraded inside the bacteria, protecting the bacteria from the antibiotic. Third, bacteria can develop efflux pumps. These are cell membrane proteins that push antibiotics out of the cell. This creates dosage requirements too high for an antibiotic to be effective. Considering bacteria can block entry of antibiotics, degrade an antibiotic inside the cell, and remove antibiotic from the cell, how are bacterial infections to be treated? One strategy in treating antibiotic-resistant bacteria is to stop the bacteria before an antibiotic would even be needed. Antibodies are proteins produced by the immune system that bind bacteria and toxins produced by bacteria. One technique is to manufacture antibodies in a lab and give anybody